This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri. Psalm 119, beginning in verse 153. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies. Yet I do not turn from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and am disgusted, because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. As we look at Psalm 119, verse 153 through verse 160, we find beginning in verse 153, he says, "Consider my affliction and deliver me." When we have afflictions, we have troubles, we have concerns, we should always go to God. That's what we find here in verse 153, that reminder. He says, "Consider my affliction, deliver me." He's speaking to the Lord. He says, "For I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me, revive me according to your word." He says, "I know your word, Lord. I know your law." He's not ignorant of God. That is why he goes to him. He says, "Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me," he says, "according to your word." He wants the Lord to plead his cause. That is, he wants the Lord to take care of his cause and his concern. "Revive me," he says, "according to your word." He wants to be encouraged. He wants to be revived. He wants to be revived in the right way. He says, "according to your word." He says, "Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes." He points out things here that he's aware of. He's aware of what's awaiting the wicked. How salvation, he says, is far from them. How they're those who are wicked, those identified who as those who do not seek your statutes. He says next in verse 156, "Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments." The Lord has no doubt been merciful. And to those who come to him in obedience, they will find mercy as well. And he goes on to say in verse 156, "Revive me according to your judgments." Again, he has to be revived. This time, instead of saying, "according to your word," it says, "according to your judgments." In verse 157, he says, "Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn your testimonies." It's almost like he's trying to remind the Lord, but of course the Lord already knows. But maybe he's reminding himself. You ever talk to yourself? Maybe that's what he's trying to remind himself, that he's not going to turn away. "I see the treacherous and am disgusted." He said, maybe let's back out to verse 157 again. "Many of my persecutors and my enemies." So he says all kinds of trouble around him, yet he says he does not turn. 158 reveals to us his view of those who are doing wickedness. He says, "I see the treacherous and am disgusted." Why? He says, "because they do not keep your word." In 159, he says, "Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness." Again, a third time, he has to be revived. This time, he has to be revived according to his loving kindness. He asks the Lord also to consider how I love your precepts. Remember that I am your servant. And lastly, in verse 160, "the entirety of your word is truth." He speaks about the word of God and how he feels about it. He says, all of it, he says, is truth. "And every one of your righteous judgments," every one of them, he says, and he refers to them not just as judgments, but as righteous judgments. He says, "they endure forever." Friends, let's have the same mindset that we read about here in Psalm 119, from verse 153 to 160. Let's have that same mindset, that we are disgusted by evil, that we are those who seek to be revived according to God, according to his word, and that we all always have the mentality that we view his word as truth, and that we love every one of them, and that we know his word will endure forever. When we find that, when we have that mentality, we find that thinking in our mind, we can be revived, and we can be revived in a way that's pleasing to God, according to his word, according to his judgments, and according to his loving kindness.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.